This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. News from the Munich Security Conference now taking place. China has neither stood by idly nor thrown fuel on the fire regarding the crisis in Ukraine and continues to call for peace and dialogue. That's what top diplomat Wang Yi said at the Munich Security Conference on Saturday. Wang is the director of the Office of the Foreign Affairs Commission of the Communist Party of China's Central Committee. Wang also said that the U.S. handling of the balloon incident had been unimaginable and hysterical, an absurd act that had violated international norms. He said, "There's so many balloons all over the world, so is the United States going to shoot all of them down?" And the Biden administration formally concluded that Russia has committed crimes against humanity during its nearly year-long invasion of Ukraine, U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris said on Saturday. She, too, was speaking at the Munich Security Conference. Meantime, White House National Security Council spokesman John Kirby told reporters that the Russian mercenary company Wagner Group has lost more than 30,000 fighters in Ukraine. VOA's Marissa Melton reports.
Again, they're treating their recruits, largely convicts, as basically as cannon fodder, throwing them into a literal meat grinder here in human ways without a second thought. And while fighting in Ukraine, we estimate now that Wagner has suffered more than 30,000 casualties.
He said the United States estimates that 90% of Wagner Group's soldiers killed in Ukraine since December were convicts. He said Russian President Vladimir Putin was putting inexperienced men into action.
Men that he just plucked out of prisons and threw on the battlefield with no training, no equipping, no organizational command, just throw them into the fight.
Marissa Melton, VOA News.
This is VOA News. South Korea says North Korea has fired one suspected long-range missile from its capital toward the sea, a day after it threatened to take strong measures against South Korea and the U.S. over their joint military exercises. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
South Korea on Friday announced a series of planned military exercises with the United States aimed at sharpening their response to the North's growing threats. North Korea's record number of missile tests last year have been punctuated by threats of preemptive nuclear attacks against South Korea or the United States over what it perceives as a broad range of scenarios that puts its leadership under threat. The allies say they'll hold drills mid-March that would reflect North Korea's nuclear threats and lessons from the Russia-Ukraine war. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
More than 45,000 people have been killed in the earthquake that struck Turkey and Syria, and the toll is expected to soar further, with some 264,000 apartments in Turkey destroyed and many still missing as rescue workers listen for signs of life under the rubble. It's been 12 days since the quake hit. A group of Chinese officials arrived in Taiwan on Saturday on the first visit in 3 years since the COVID-19 pandemic began. This at a time of soaring military tensions across the Taiwan Strait. Taiwan's government this week allowed the trip of six officials to attend the Lantern Festival in Taipei at the invitation of the city government. And a meat plant cleaning service in the U.S. has been fined $1.5 million for hiring minors. AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer reports.
The Department of Labor says one of the country's largest cleaning services for food processing companies employed more than 100 children in dangerous jobs at 13 meatpacking plants across the country, some as young as 13 years old. The agency says that Wisconsin-based Packer Sanitation Services, Inc. has paid over $1.5 million in civil penalties. At least three of those miners were injured on the job, burned by caustic cleaning chemicals at the JBS plant in Grand Island, Nebraska. The 13 plants were in Arkansas, Colorado, Indiana, Kansas, Minnesota, Nebraska, Tennessee, and Texas. The agency says that it's seen about a 50% increase in child labor violations since 2018. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And in Brazil, Rio de Janeiro's mayor declares the world's biggest carnival officially open. I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.